AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Developments in the criminal cases against Donald Trump. A New York appeals judge rejecting his request to postpone the hush money trial set to start next Monday. Meantime, special counsel Jack Smith's urging the Supreme Court to reject Trump's immunity claim in the federal election subversion case.
Trump has argued that former presidents enjoy immunity for official acts while in office, but both the judge presiding over the case and a three-judge federal appellate panel in Washington have forcefully rejected that claim. In their latest brief, special counsel Jack Smith's team rehashed many of the arguments that have prevailed in lower courts, noting that federal criminal law applies to the president. Prosecutors also said that even if the Supreme Court were to recognize some immunity for the president's official acts, the case should still be permitted to move forward because much of the indictment is centered on Trump's private conduct. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On the political front, Trump laid out his position on abortion. He did not endorse a national ban, saying it should be up to the states. One of college sports' governing bodies has approved a transgender policy. Dave Ferry has details.
The NAIA has announced a plan that all but bans transgender athletes from competing in women's sports in its 241 mostly small colleges across the country. The circuit's 20-member Council of Presidents unanimously approved the measure, which calls for exclusion of athletes whose biological sex assigned at birth is female and have begun hormone therapy. The NAIA rule applies to all sports except competitive cheer and competitive dance, which are open to all students. At least 24 states have laws barring transgender women and girls from competing in certain women's or girls' sports. I'm Dave Ferry.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu publicly declaring a date set and troops will invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. position is clear.
We don't support a major ground operation in Rafah.
This is AP News. Country music star Morgan Wallen has been arrested after police say he threw a chair off the rooftop of a newly opened six-story bar in downtown Nashville. And Clarence Frogman Henry has died at the age of 87, that according to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. Margie Zaraletta has a look at his life.
Clarence Frogman Henry had a hit in 1956 with Ain't Got No Home, and he got the name Frogman because he did this. Henry said disc jockey Papa Stoppa gave him that name as sort of a twist on Fats Domino being called the Fat Man. Henry had another hit in 1960 with I Don't Know Why, But I Do.
I don't know why.
Among his claims to fame was opening for the Beatles during their first U.S. tour in 1964. Henry played regularly in New Orleans until 1981 and was a fixture at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. He had planned to perform there later this month. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.